Hello, my name is Tapiwa Museba, and this is the Commercial Awareness Podcast. As you may be able to tell from the episode's title, this is a mini-sode. There will be no longeries this week as the podcast takes a bit of a mid-season break, but we'll be back to full-length episodes next week. It felt like the right time to take a pause, as yesterday was the deadline for a lion's share of training contract applications, and it will give us an opportunity to reflect on the stories we've covered so far, and any sectors that may need more coverage in the coming weeks. So, if there are any sectors you'd like to hear more about, or any specific stories you'd like me to cover, or any questions you have, you can reach me on the podcast Instagram page, which is at commawarepod, that is commawarepod, or the podcast email address, which is commawarepod@gmail.com. With that said, I hope you've enjoyed the season so far. Thank you for your unwavering support and listenership. We'll be back to full-length episodes next week, and for now, here are this week's headlines. In a follow-up from episode 60, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos spoke before U.S. Congress over Amazon's antitrust concerns and admitted that he, quote, can't guarantee, end quote, that Amazon has never used third-party seller data to influence their own business decisions. The Eurozone's largest retail bank, Santander, has reported its first quarterly loss in its 163-year history, with the value of its UK business falling by 85% over the past year. In media law news, Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden has announced a £500 million production restart scheme to assist British media production companies in offsetting pandemic-related costs and delays. In law firm updates, Bird & Bird is closing a workspace in Berlin after being open for only a year. Osborne Clark is to end its use of the furlough scheme by bringing back the rest of its professionals to work, and Hogan Lovells is to pilot 10-15% capacity in its London and Birmingham offices. In automobile industry news, Carlos Tavares, chief exec of Vauxhall parent company PSA, has called for radical steps to improve the affordability of electric cars, such as, quote, shrinking the company's real estate footprint, end quote, and cutting costs across offices, dealerships, and suppliers. And finally, in retail news, the Office for National Statistics has published some data about retail in the UK between February and June. As you'd expect, online spending considerably increased over the lockdown, but there was a small recovery in physical retail spending in June. If you'd like to read more on any of these headlines, links, as always, are in the description. This has been the Commercial Awareness Podcast. Please be sure to follow, subscribe, and rate the podcast on your listening platform. It goes a long way. Also, recommend it to a friend. If you need to contact me, the podcast email address is on the first line of the episode description, and the podcast Instagram page is at commawarepod, that is commawarepod, if you prefer to contact me there or just want to follow the podcast there for any updates. The podcast Instagram page is also a way to interact with the podcast, where you can participate in polls to reflect on past episodes and suggest topics for future episodes. Other than that, thank you for listening, and you'll hear from me next week.